Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love to connect with you. Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus outbreak, we aren't meeting in person right now, but there are still a lot of ways to connect with our community. On Sunday mornings, you can worship with us online through our YouTube channel at 10 a.m. or join us for a special family ministry live stream worship over on our Facebook page at 10:30. We are at Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Our pastors are here to support you and connect you with our community so that you will remember, even during this time of social distancing, that you are not alone. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, good morning and welcome to our Easter Sunday worship service here for Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. We are so grateful that you have joined us online today for this special Easter service, and we are so grateful for the opportunity to bring this service to you in this way. For those of you who I don't know, my name is Josh Erickson, and I have the pleasure of serving as the senior pastor of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, and I'm so glad to welcome you to this service today. We are so grateful that you have decided to join us for Easter worship on this Sunday, and I want to tell you a little bit about what you can expect in our service today. Today's service will include an opening scripture reading, we'll have music by our church musicians, there'll be a children's message by Pastor Amanda, and we're excited to have then a time of prayer, and we'll have a scripture reading and a message. There'll also be a chance to talk about giving opportunities as well in this time. We hope that this service is a blessing to you and to anyone who you might share this with at this time. We also do want to say a quick word to everybody about the current circumstances we are facing and what Park Ridge Presbyterian Church hopes to do for you at this time. Please do know that we are praying for you in these complex and uncertain times as we face this coronavirus and these economic uncertainties as well. We know that many of you have already faced financial hardships or job loss. We know that many have already faced medical hardships, either directly or indirectly related to the coronavirus. And we know that things are going to get harder for many of you. We know people are facing social isolation as we socially distance. There's increasing anxiety. And so we just want you to know that we are here for you. We want you to know that we are here to pray for you and to be with you. And if there's anything that we can do for you, we will do them for you to get you through these times. And if there is something that we can't help you with, we promise to do our part to help you get those resources in place as well. So that is a promise that we have for you today and in all days to come. So please be in contact if you need help. I would love to hear from you directly. If there's something that Park Ridge Presbyterian can do for you, you can email me. My email address is josh@parkridgepresby.org. Again, that's josh@parkridgepresby.org. And I look forward to hearing from you if we can be of any help to you or someone you know. So with that, we'd like to now continue with a reading from Psalm 105 to help us continue in our time together. A reading from this beautiful psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon the Lord's name. Make known God's deeds among the peoples. Sing to God. Sing praises to God. Tell of all God's wonderful works. Glory is in God's holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and the Lord's strength. Seek God's presence continually. Amen. And now I hope you will enjoy the special music from the hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today.
Oh my gosh! I am so glad I found you guys. Maybe you can help me. I've been looking for Easter. Have you found Easter this year? I've been looking really hard. I looked in all the normal spots. I looked in this basket, you guys, and there were just eggs in this basket. Guys, I looked over at the church, or I tried to, but you know we can't go there. I put on my Easter dress. I looked in all the pockets, and I couldn't find Easter there either. Have you been able to find Easter this year? It seems like it's been really hard to find all of our normal ways of celebrating right now. And I wonder if I lost Easter. You wondered if you lost Easter? You know, it does remind me of a story from the very first Easter, when Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary Magdalene and Salome, these women go to find Jesus. They go looking just like I was looking for Easter, but they couldn't find Jesus. And then they're told, Jesus, you can't find him here, actually, because Jesus is risen. Jesus has been raised from the dead, so you can't find him here. Why are you looking? As if it was that simple, that matter of fact, that Jesus that you're looking for, Jesus isn't here. I wonder if that's like you and me looking for Easter this year. I wonder if Jesus isn't stuck in that tomb, if Jesus isn't somewhere, well then, is Jesus everywhere? If Jesus isn't somewhere stuck, limited, trapped, is Jesus then everywhere? Is that what it means for Jesus to be risen? If that's what it means about Jesus, then that's what it means about Easter. Then Easter isn't somewhere. It's not at the church. It's not in the Easter basket. It's not in what you're wearing or who you're with. If Easter isn't somewhere, then Easter is everywhere. Friends, if that's true about Jesus and the good news and God's love for us, and that's true about our Easter celebration, friends, I bet you've seen Easter already today. I bet if you looked around right now, you could see Easter. I so miss being together with everybody. I miss getting to be with you at church, but I don't want you to miss Easter. Easter isn't lost. Jesus isn't lost. He is risen. He's just not here because he's everywhere. I hope you can help others find Jesus this Easter. I hope you can help them find Easter and all that we celebrate. I bet Easter's not lost to you either.
I want to take a moment now to say thank you to all of you who have continued and in the past have supported Park Ridge Presbyterian Church through many different generous ways. People have given so much of their time and so much of their efforts at all times, but especially in these days. And so we are so grateful for everything that you have done to help us at this time. We do want to say a special thanks to anyone who has been able to continue to give financially at this time. As we said at the outset of our time together, this is a complex time financially for many people. And so we are so grateful for all those who have continued to contribute at this time. We do want to let you know, as many of you have asked, the answer to the question, how can I give at a time when we're not meeting in person? And there are two ways you can do that. The first of which is electronically. The church has information on that on our website. You can go to parkridgepresby.org/giving to get that information. There is a way to send a Zelle transfer or a quick pay to Park Ridge Presbyterian, so we hope you might do that, and as well as other traditional electronic giving methods. There also, we do and will continue to accept cash and checks. You can simply put that in an envelope and either mail it to the church or put it through the office door mail slot in person if you're out for a walk in the area. But most importantly, we wanted to say thank you to everyone who is doing what they can to support the church and to support one another in this time. And so I'd like to say a prayer over all of the gifts that we will be giving, all those that have been given, and the blessings that God has given to us at this time. So let us pray. God, we thank you so much for the tremendous blessings that we experience. We thank you so much for the gift of your love and the gift of your hope. We're also mindful, God, that you have given to us so much that we are to be grateful for, and we are grateful for those gifts. God, we ask your blessing upon our use of the gifts you have given to us. And in this moment, we do ask your special blessing upon the financial gifts, the generous gifts that have been given, that are being given, and that will be given at this time. We pray for those indeed who find themselves in financial uncertainty, for those who are struggling with being unemployed or underemployed, and we ask that you give them peace at this time as well. God, we lift up to you all these things in your Son's name. Amen.
A reading from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came back to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee."
Well, there are a lot of narratives that are spinning around in our heads these days. There are a lot of narratives going on always, but especially in this time, there's a lot of narratives that I think we are processing, that we are working our way through. But one of the things that is unique about these times that we live in right now is that many of the narratives that we are living in have uncertain outcomes. They have endings that have not been written. Often that is true. We don't know where things are going, but we usually have a better sense of where they are headed or how they might get there. But in these times, we are facing an uncertain time amongst many things. There is the uncertainty, of course, of the coronavirus. There is the uncertainty of when or how we will return to some kind of normal life, when or how the vaccine will be produced. We also have uncertainty as it's an election year. We have a 2020 presidential election that's ahead of us. That is always a time of uncertainty. We have an economic crisis that is creating uncertainty right now. And we don't know what it's going to be like, whether it's going to be a slow rebuild or a long slump or whatever it might be, but these things are uncertain. And like any time we face times of uncertainty, that creates anxiety in our life. That creates fear in our hearts. It is quite natural that as human beings, when we don't understand what is going on or are out of control of these things, we feel anxious. We feel burdens. And we don't know what to do with it, especially in a time like this, where we have heard things said, like by Dr. Fauci, that we don't set the timeline. The virus sets the timeline. For many of us, that is so hard to hear. We are used to being in charge of our own timelines. But right now, we just simply aren't. And while there is some liberation in that, there is also a great sense of anxiety that comes from that as well. So what are we to do in a time like this? How are we supposed to continue to move forward with all these narratives spinning around in our hearts and in our minds that have uncertain endings? Well, I'd like to suggest for us to consider that what might be helpful is to have another narrative, another story in our hearts and our minds that might help us at times like this, to have a narrative that is one that has an ending that we know all so well, one that can help us at a time like this navigate it. Because if we have a story with a certain ending, one that has so much love and so much hope, it can help us in a time of anxiety like this. Now, of course, as you might think, I'm alluding to and referring to the story that we are celebrating today, the story of Easter. That is a story because of where we sit in history, we know how it unfolded. We have a sense of how it went and what God was up to. And I believe that if we can take that story that has a certain ending and bring it into our uncertain times, it will help us. It will help us to reduce the anxiety. It will help us to reduce the fear so that we can live in love. Now, how do I know this? How do I hope this to be true? Because that's what the story of Jesus on Easter has done since its very start. It is a story indeed of helping people who had fear and anxiety find their way forward. It was a story in its original time where it was a story of people who did not know what was going to happen. But yet God knew what was happening and God knew what was going on. And because of that, it had a certain outcome from the entire time. So let's go back to that story for just a moment. If you think about those original participants in that story, those followers of Jesus, they found themselves in a time that was uncertain. It was complex. It was ambiguous. It was full of uncertainties. I can't believe just how many things were so similar for them as it is similar for us today. And these followers of Jesus, these disciples, they were men and women that had gathered around Jesus. And just put yourselves in their feet for a minute. Put yourselves in their sandals, as it were. Now, remember for just a moment, when they were facing the crushing blow of Jesus' death, what they had already been through. They had been through one of them agreeing to betray Jesus for money. They had watched another one of them, the presumed leader of the group, Peter, who had denied Jesus and had fled. They had found themselves watching Jesus be put on trial for a crime that was described, but one he didn't commit. We saw it go through a trial to be condemned and then be executed like a criminal. And it was in the mix of that that they were fearful. They were presumably anxious. They had to go hide. They had wondered, where's that crowd that had gathered all those times around Jesus? They were like, that crowd is never going to come back. And they were hiding. They were hiding in an upper room in a small group, not knowing what would come next. And it was into that mix, when they faced great uncertainty, that God brought about a certain ending. And we know what that was. God brought Jesus back from the dead. And in so doing, God defeated the power of sin and God defeated the power of death so that no one for eternity would have to fear death. No one would no longer have to fear the power of sin. God had simply done away with the power of death and the power of sin so that the separation between us and God and the fear of eternity would no longer be there. What God had done was broken the distance. God had broken the gap. God had filled in the gap between us and God so that we might experience eternal life with God, both in this life and in the life to come. And while the followers of Jesus didn't completely understand what was going on in that moment, what they would later come to understand is that they had been part of a story that had felt uncertain to them, but was completely certain to God on how it was going to go. God was bringing about a beautiful thing. God was bringing about the restoration of this life. God was bringing about the restoration of people and this world. And that is a story that has great certainty for us in this time as well. It's a story that I would suggest that we can look to and one that we can bring into play in our own hearts now especially. Because it is a story that has a certain ending, and I believe that if we can cling to the hope of that story in these uncertain times, we can allow that story to help us. We can allow that story to guide us. We can allow the God who wrote that story to guide us as well. And so that is what I hope for us, is that we can take the story of Easter, we can take the story of God's eternal and perfect love, and bring it into the mix as a story that helps us in this very day. It has been a story that helps us in every age that has come, and it is a story that will help us in every age to come. But it is for sure a story that can help us right now. And so what I'm hoping is that as we hear and as we experience again and celebrate the Easter story, that we can then have it be present in our hearts and minds in a special way in these weeks to come. There's going to be a moment where you are watching the news or a press conference, where you are scrolling through your news feed or you're looking at the news on an app on your phone or you're simply reading the newspaper, and you're going to be confronted with a story that has an uncertain ending. You're going to be confronted with a story that has the chance of producing more anxiety and more fear in your heart. And what I want to encourage you to do is in that very moment, recall for yourself that there is another story, that there is another story out there for you that you can bring into your heart and mind in that moment. You can bring the Easter story to the foreground, and you can let the story that is one filled with hope, one with love, one with peace, speak into the story of that moment that you are confronted with. And perhaps in that moment, by bringing God's perfect love into the picture through the story that is the one of Easter, it can cast out the fear. It can reduce the anxiety that comes from the story of the day. Now, that's what God has promised to do for us, not only, as I mentioned, in this moment, but at all times. There's a promise in the scriptures that God's perfect love will cast out fear. And so it is my prayer and my hope for us that we can, on this Easter, celebrate and remember the great story of God's good hope, the great story of God's eternal love, and the great story of God's ever-present peace in our lives, so that when we're confronted with the stories of this day, we do not let the fear and the anxiety of the moment capture us. Rather, we let the hope and the love and the peace of Christ resonate in our hearts so that we can move forward. And here's why. It's because God does not want our lives to be filled with fear and anxiety. God rather wants us, our lives, to be filled with love. What does God want for us? God wants us to be free to love as God has loved us. And the good news that God has given to us both on this day and all days to come is that God has indeed defeated sin, that God has defeated death, and so that we know that God has written the end to the story, an end that we can trust in, an end that we can hope in, both on this day and in all days to come. So let us keep that Easter story as one that is present in our hearts and minds as we encounter all other stories now and always. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.